Hey, folks, this is David Shore for Corruption of Child Protective Services. Yeah, it's been a while since I was on. I'm driving my own truck now with a company called MN89. I'm incorporated now. The name of my company is David Wayne Shore Trucking, LLC. Now, a few things that's happened since. Number one, is the Indiana Department of Child Services is under serious scrutiny. As you know, Mary Beth Bonaventura resigned because then budget analyst Eric Miller for the state was cutting her budget. And she said at that time that if it continued, more children would die. Terry Stigdon, as you know, my favorite whipping child, which now I have to change that because she took over and apparently Eric Miller was continuing his hatchet job of taking money from the Indiana Department of Child Services, including that $5 million bonus or award that they got from the federal government. Because in May of this year, Terry Stigdon, and I may have mentioned this, she resigned and she went off to do something else. Now, the person that took over was none other than Eric Miller. Well, lawsuit after lawsuit has come out. More and more children that have been in the foster care system are accusing the state of failing to protect children. One of the cases involves a couple that everyone, including the foster parents, were saying were abusing their children. And the child died. And they failed to present the records that they have. The judge was admonishing them, saying, "Hey, look, we want to see those records. We told you we wanted those records because a lawsuit had been filed on behalf of them." And so, because their child died, and this judge asked for all the records, and Indiana Department of Child Services pretty much thumbed their nose at it, saying, "We're not giving you anything." Well, now the judge ordered it, and they have 30 days in which to respond. They can either accept the ruling or challenge it. But if I was them, I would give, you know, just give them the records. But in my case, I asked for records and they didn't give me what I wanted. It was the medical records. And that is what they're wanting. Sorry about that, folks. They want the medical records. They want all the records. DCS has this tendency of not giving what people are asking for. Well, if they don't give that, then... And it's the current and previous directors of the Indiana Department of Child Services. So, and also six more children on behalf of their lawyers are filing lawsuits. And in light of that, I'm going to be filing my own lawsuit. The same thing. They refuse to give the information. And I'm the biological father. So, folks, things are getting really heated. Now, on a more personal note, my ex-wife, Ellen, the mother of our daughter, Emily, and our son, Scott, she has a form of dementia. And I'll tell you right now, I don't know what to do. I'm being honest. My brother Chuck, he was the one that could handle this. So, and another, Rob, for those in the St. Joseph County area, you may not know this, but Judge John M. Maranoka, he is, at the end of this year, going to be retiring. He put his retirement papers, and he said it's time for him to step down. Now, it's either A, he wanted to move on to other things, or maybe the state took a look at his record and said, you know, instead of embarrassing you, I think you should just retire. Just put in your retirement papers. We'll investigate. Maybe, you know, I don't know the real reason. But I will say this, those that have dealt with Judge Maranoka, you know what kind of a judge he is. You know that chances are what he's done is he's ruled by emotion more than by the law. He hears a case, he does not care. You're guilty, that's it. He'll even allow a conflict of interest. Maybe the person is friend, you know, somebody in the jury like mine is a friend of the detective on the case, which is now the chief in charge of records and personnel. Now, I've been trying to get police records. The police reports, as long as he's there, I can't get them. Tim Lancaster will make sure that I don't get it, and so will John M. Maranoka. But since Judge Maranoka is not going to be on the bench anymore, that might be a little bit more difficult. If I was Tim Lancaster, I would also retire, just walk away. Because it's only going to get worse for him. And it's also going to get worse for the Indiana Department of Child Services. If anyone believes that Indiana DCS has done them wrong, or any Child Protection Services agency, state agency, has done them wrong, now would be a perfect time for you to file your lawsuit. You know what was done to you. If you had been, check as many records as he can. Make sure that in the long run, they know that if you hit him with a lawsuit, and there's multiple lawsuits, the odds are they will scream uncle. They will give in. Because otherwise, if this goes to trial, they have to justify what they did to you. I think you know that. But if you would, however you believe, if you pray, if you have good, you know, just well wishes, whatever. My ex would really like that. Her friend is going to try getting power of attorney. And that would be over her medical decisions. And right now, up in the air. Also, my truck that this company gave me, because there was no other truck. I would have to sit and wait until another truck was available. The air leak has gotten to the point where I don't feel safe driving it down the road. Tomorrow I'm going to take it over to the local Freightliner dealer, because it's a Freightliner, and have them look at it. If it's not safe to drive, I'll have them contact the company and then go from there. And chances are I probably won't be making money for a while. So I'll probably have to walk away from this and just start all over. So it's a lease purchase, it's a walk away. So if the damage is, if it's too much, I'll let the company get the truck, pay what repairs need to be done on it. I'll make sure they notify Department of Transportation before they can move it. It's a safe thing, because there's families out there, families like yours, and I'm not going to risk your lives or your family's lives because the company wants to do nothing but make money. So, oh, and also, I have filed my grievance with Yellow Corporation. I use it, Yellow Corporation. And I've got the case number and everything. And I have to still print out or get a printout of my deposits that were made in the past 180 days prior to them closing. Who knows? I might get a year's salary. And if that's the case, hopefully it'll be $80,000. I could really use it. I really don't know what much more to say. DCS, if they went out of, if they closed their doors today, I would not shed one tear for anybody in that agency. The children, on the other hand, they should have been protected. You know something? When you collect money and you don't do anything for those you're supposed to protect, you don't deserve it. In fact, there's a special place in hell for people like that. So, I also want to tell you, I'm going to do a quick review of a movie I just saw today called Saw X. Now, if you're a John Kramer fan, Jigsaw, and you like justice to be done, go see this movie. John Kramer gets taken advantage of by a grifter. Person swore up and down, yeah, we can cure your cancer, blah, blah, blah. Cost him $250,000. And throughout the whole movie, it looks like he's got cured for cancer. Well, he went into town one time. And when he came back, you know, the grifter, they cleared everything out. And then he looked, and there was a DVD. And the DVD was about brain surgery. And when John Kramer saw it, he knew that he had been taken advantage of. Well, you know how the Saw movies are. And you know what what he does. And let's just say that it is a very good movie. If you have a chance, go see it. It's October. What better way in which to scare the living daylights out of you? And if you're squeamish about dismemberment, then I wouldn't go see it. And I'm going to give you a spoiler right now. At the very beginning, there's John Kramer. He's somebody who looks like he's going to steal from a patient. And in his mind, you see what's going on in his mind. He hooks a person up, and all the person has to do is just turn the knob. If he turns it each section, then he'll be released. And what it was is that he hooked his other hand up with cables, and each time the guy turned a knob, it would break a finger. Well, you find out later that John Kramer, it was all in his mind, because the young man put everything back once he saw that John Kramer had seen him. And I can tell you right now, watch to the very end. Final justice is done to the one person who started him on the path to this grifter group. Go see it. It's worth the money. I wouldn't recommend it to any kids because it's too graphic. But hey, parents, if you're into Saw movies, I highly recommend it. And just, let me just say this. Imagine what's going on with each character. Then imagine instead of those characters, it's DCS. The members of DCS. Anyone who helped, you know, with the investigation, taking your children, things like that. Instead of seeing the actors, seeing the characters, replace them with that. And I'll guarantee you, you will enjoy the movie very much. At least I did. The main character, main villain gets what the person gets. But you have to really watch it to understand what it, well, Seesaw X. And to the members of the Indiana Department of Child Services who may be listening to this, if I were you, I would throw yourself in the mercy of the court. Give them everything that they want. Give them all the records. Because if you don't, it's just going to make it worse for you. And more lawsuits are going to be coming out, I do believe, not just mine, but others. And I think they're going to close quicker than these trucking companies have been closing lately. And how many of us would love to see the corrupt agency close? And I know the Governor Holcomb would say, well, these kids are going to suffer. Well, they're suffering anyhow. Give the parents an opportunity. Give them a second chance. Help them. Because if parents are frustrated, and how many of you are frustrated and you just going, I don't know what to do. And how many of you get to that point? You get to the point where you don't know what to do. You got the kid crying. And speaking of which, Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, just banned a lot of candies out there like Skittles and Peeps because of 4 chemicals. Well, it's Halloween time. If 4 candies are 4 chemicals are in 90% of the candy out there, you're going to get a lot of manufacturing companies that make the candy go out of business. Because without that, they know they can't make the candy. How many people have had Peeps? They're one of them that has the 4 chemicals. They say it's for the health. Why didn't they do this 10, 20, even 30 years ago? And the answer was quite simple, because follow the money. So folks, it sounds like a good thing of banning candy. But you tell a 4 or 5-year-old, even a 7-year-old, they can't have candy. How many times have you seen your child throw themselves on the floor and you give in and say, okay, take the damn candy bar or whatever it was. Now, you go into the store and the child's looking for candy and all of a sudden the candy's gone. But also, what if those same chemicals are in the cereals? In other words, and if you want, it's just Google Governor Newsom signed bill banning Skittles and other popular candies. And you'll see that what the chemicals are, and chances are it's probably in a lot of things like soft drinks and stuff. So, state government doesn't know what the fuck they're doing. It sounds good, so they do it. Look what's happening in the state of Indiana. And Governor Holcomb of Indiana. If I were you, I wouldn't even throw your hat in the presidential ring. Don't even try it, because chances are not too many people are going to vote for you, especially what in light of this lawsuit. So, folks, go see Saw X. File a lawsuit against DCS. And for the people of California, if you can find another state where you can just move there, just, you know, forget all about politics and everything. Just go there, get a job, pay your taxes, just go on with your lives. Don't worry about this wokeness or whatever. Become part of the community. Don't make it, don't have yourself be part of the problem. Be part of the solution. And let's teach our children that you are not a political party. You're a parent. You just want the best for your children. This is David Shore for Corruption Child Protective Services. Keep your head down. Keep moving forward.